Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Demai Daf Yudalid, and we are starting about the second line with the words Amar Blazar, and in the Vilna source of daf, it's about halfway through Zion Amar Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Biakav Maisha, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. I think Mara tells us Amar Blazar Blazar says, Loishanu, this was only taught, meaning that produce bought in Eretz Yisrael would have a din of Demai, is El Halekeach, now here's the proper Girsa, Min Yisrael, if it was purchased from a Yid. Aval Halekeach, here's the proper Girsa, Min Hagai, if it was purchased from a Gai, Vadai, then we say it's Vadai, and it's not Demai, meaning it for sure needs to have the Trumas and Maasers taken off of it. However, Rabbi Yechon says, Loi Shanya, there's no difference. He alekech mi Yisrael, he alekech min Agoy, Demai. It doesn't make a difference if this produce was purchased from a Yid or a Goy, it has a din of Demai. Now let's understand what their Machlaikis is. So the Gemara says, Rablazar Savar Meima, Rablazar seems to hold, Rav Eretz Yisrael and Nesunu Biad Goyim, the majority of Eretz Yisrael is Goyim, and therefore this produce that you bought most probably is Goyisha produce and is Chayv and Maasers, whereas Rabbi Yechon and Savar Meima, Rabbi Yechon seems to hold, Rav Eretz Yisrael and Nesunu Biad Yisrael, that the majority of Eretz Yisrael is Yidin, and therefore when you buy this produce, even though you bought it from a Goy, it most probably came from a Yid, and therefore it only has a din of Demai and not Vadai. And the Gemara continues clarifying, "Mafilu yizbar Rabbi Lazar k'Rabbi Yechonon." Even if you want to say that Rabbi Lazar holds a k'Rabbi Yechonon, that Rav Eretz Yisrael and Sunu Biad Yisrael, that the majority of Eretz Yisrael is by Yidden, nonetheless, Rabbi Lazar would hold that if a person buys his produce from a guy, it's still considered vaday. Why is that? Because Rabbi Lazar chash lemiot, Rabbi Lazar is chayish for the miot. He would still be chayish that if you purchase this from a guy, it still is probably guyish produce. And this is kahadas sirki, like the following situation of a sirki, which is an Arab caravan. Shem stapekas yom echad min ha'iser. That if one day we know it gets its provisions from someplace which is usur, so nasa oise hayoyim hachiech l'chal hayomim, we use that day as proof for all days, and we assume something coming from this caravan is going to be usur. So it's the same thing. Since we know that there are times that Gayim are going to get their produce from Gayim, we use that as a raya for the rest of the year, and therefore when a person buys their produce from a Gay, it's vadai and not demai. However, Rabbi Yossi asked the following question based off of this. Me'ato, now that you said that we're going to take one day as a snapshot and apply that to the rest, Gershabal is Gayim, if a person comes and he wants to be a Megayer, he wants to become a Yid, in Mekablanai Soi, we shouldn't accept him as a Yid. Why? Because any Aymer, I'll say, Me'amenu Mayavu, that he's from Amen and Mayav, V'naso Oisi Hager, Hechichul Chal Agerim, and say that that Ger is now proof that all Gerim that come to be Megayer are from Amen and Mayav. And we know that we didn't accept Gerim from Amen and Mayav. And even though Amen and Mayav are the Miot, there's far more Gaim in the world that are not from Amen and Mayav, still we shouldn't accept any Gerim, because definitely there was once upon a time that a Ger came from Amen and Mayav, and him we can accept, so maybe we should say that all Gayim are from Amen and Mayav. And because of this question, Yudalam and Bezan Tap, the Gemara says, Elokeini, this is really the proper understanding. Har Blazar Suffer Meimer, Blazar holds, Roy Eretz Yisrael and soon be had Gayim, that the majority of Eretz Yisrael is by Gayim, and therefore if a person doesn't buy his produce from a Yid, then we say that it's Vadai, whereas Rabbi Yechon Suffer Meimer, Rabbi Yechon holds, Roy Eretz Yisrael and soon be had Yisrael, and therefore even if he buys his produce from a Gay, we can assume that that Gay got it from a Yid, and that's why it's Demai. The Gemara continues, we can also say from the following, Reb Zeira Shalach Sha'el, Rabbi Alexandria de Tzdoika. Rabbi Zeir sent the following question to Rabbi Alexandria of Tzdoika. Ile Niklav Saya de Hacha Ma'atan Misharin Behind. These dates that we have over here, how do you evaluate them? Meaning, where are they from? Rav Mina Gayim or Reuben Meisrael? Are they Gayisha dates or Yiddisha dates? Meaning, are they Chayiv and Meisr or are they just Demai? So Amalei told him, Lesson on Yachlan Misharin Behind. We're not able to evaluate, we're not able to say because we don't know. And we see from his response that we go Basar Rav and we're not Chayshish for Miot. Now the Gemara tells us, Masnisa Messiah Ladin, Masnisa Messiah Ladin. We have a raya both for this one and for that one, meaning we have a raya for Rabbi Lazar and a raya for Rabbi Yechonon. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Lazar, what's the raya for Rabbi Lazar? The Brisa tells us, Hatagar b'chol makayim demai. Produce purchased from a tagar, from a merchant, in any place is considered demai. However, Amasai, when is that? Bizman Shurayv Machansa Meisrael. If we know that the majority of the time, this guy buys his produce from a Yid. But if he buys from a guy, and we don't know if he usually buys from a Yid, so then we say that it's Vadai. What do we see from here? That it's only when we know for sure that he buys the majority of his produce from Yidin, do we say it's Demai. But if we don't know this for sure, then we don't say, let's just rely on Rav, and we assume that it's from a guy. So that's a Rav for a Blazer that we're Chashash for the Miyot. However, Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Yechonon, the following Brass is Rav for Rabbi Yechonon, Tanu of a Brass from Nechemi Omer, he tells us, Echad Goy ve'echad Yisrael, Echad Kusi ve'echad Am Aretz. We could be talking about any of these types of merchants. If we know that when he purchases, once he'll buy from a guy and once he'll buy from a yid, demai, we say that that produce is demai. Tasav Amar Alf on top, we continue with the raya of Chiyo Bar Ado, Ba Kumei Ramana. He asked in front of Ramana, Mimi Lokacha Shazeh. Why don't we just ask him, where did you get your produce from? Nemar Meisrael demai. If he says that he bought it from a yid, so we'll say, okay, it's demai. Min Hagai Vadai. And if he says that he got it from a guy, so we'll say that it's Vadai. Why are we saying that since he sometimes buys here and sometimes buys there, we we automatically assume that it's demai. The Gemara answers to Pater, we could explain shahaya tagar guy, that this merchant is a guy, the Yisrael of a guy mitayel in lefanov, and both guy and yidden put their produce in front of him, and he just buys produce from one of them, and therefore demai. We say that it's demai since we can't trust this guy to tell us whom he bought it from. We just say that it's demai. We see from here that we go like Rabbi Yochanan, even though we don't know who we bought it from, still we say that it's just demai. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.